Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. We're in Psalm 119, verse 7. We read, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I think one of the amazing things about the Bible is that I'm always learning, no matter how many times I have read a chapter or a verse. Certainly the Bible inspires, it encourages, and teaches me how I should live each day. We see here that the psalmist is still wanting to learn. As believers, we should be looking to be taught by God each day. Paul tells us in the book of Romans that as we read and study the scriptures, it will produce real hope in our lives. We read in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. The psalmist is desiring to learn more about God's righteous judgments. We're living in a world where there's a real lack of righteous judgments. The world contains, certainly the word judgment contains the thought of a legal decision, a ruling from a judge's bench. It describes God's judicial act of executing his judgment upon the wicked. This is what the psalmist is desiring to see and know. As you look at our world from this side of heaven, and you see almost daily the wickedness and the violence happening in our cities, and you think that there's no real justice happening, do you ever find yourself asking yourself why? Where's all the justice? What's the judges doing? Why are we seeing all the injustice that's being done upon this earth? When you see the wrong being done to people, do you find yourself crying out like the prophet Habakkuk did, where he cried out, he says, oh Lord, how long shall I cry and you not hear? You even cry out to you violence and you do not save. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For the plundering and violence are before me. Their strife and contention arises. Therefore, the law is powerless and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround me. Therefore, perverse judgment proceeds. And you can read that and see that in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. I think we all could agree with Habakkuk, who wrote the same. We could write the same thing even in the world that we live in. On this side of heaven, we do not have all the answers. We don't see the whole picture, so it's hard to understand when we see injustice being done. So how shall we respond to the injustice that we see? First, the psalmist, we see that he was looking to trust in the righteous character of God. Let me say that again. We see here in this psalm that the psalmist was learning to trust in the righteous character of God. Once we do get on the other side of heaven, we will understand and see the righteous judgment of God, certainly as described for us in Revelation chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. At this point, it's hard to understand because we don't see the whole picture. But what we do know to be true, certainly as it tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, he says that all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. But for us to believe, this requires us to put into practice what Habakkuk discovered later on in that little book. He says, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him. He says, but the just shall live by his faith, Habakkuk 2:4. Until we are in heaven with God and we see his righteous judgment in place, let's put into practice what Habakkuk did by walking by faith and trusting in our God, our loving God. Until that day, take encouragement in what Habakkuk experienced as he started trusting in God and living by faith. We read in chapter 3, as he's now seeing his life through the eyes of faith, he says, though the fig trees may not blossom, nor the fruit bear its fruit on its vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the field yield no food, though the flocks be cut off from the fold, and there's no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He makes my feet like deer's feet. He makes me to walk on high hills. Lord, even this day, Lord, help us to see things through the eyes of Habakkuk, to walk that walk of faith, even though we see unrighteous judgments happening each and every day. Let's all remember, Lord, help us to remember that the righteous judge is coming back to set up his righteous kingdom. And even as John prayed, may we pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. Lord, help us to trust you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.